Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris backfires as poll shows more voters much more likely to vote Trump over Harris. By Paul Bois on September 14, 2024. A new poll shows that pop star Taylor Swift's endorsement of Kamala Harris for president may not have moved the needle in the candidate's favor, and, in fact, may have backfired. Surveying 1,120 potential voters between September 11 to 12 with a plus or minus 3.8% margin of error, the YouGov poll showed that a majority of voters, 66%, said that Swift's endorsement made no difference, while only 8% of voters would either be somewhat or much more likely to vote for Kamala Harris due to Swift's endorsement. Conversely, a full 20% said they are somewhat or much more likely to vote for former President Donald Trump. Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris for president following the first debate last week, though she advised Americans to do their own research. Perhaps, many already have. I think the best thing about a football locker room, and kind of how I grew up in baseball locker rooms, is that people can come together and achieve a common goal, said Mahomes. I think that if we can do that as a nation, I think we can get the best out of each other. I think that is something I do every single day. When I hang out with other people, I don't think about political views, he continued. I think about how they treat people. And I was with a lot of great people this weekend. Despite the polling, some good news did yield for Harris as a result of Swift's endorsement, with reports indicating that she drove over 400,000 people to register on vote.gov. For USA Today. As of Wednesday evening, a custom URL shared by Swift on her Instagram story that expired after 24 hours had directed 405,999 visitors to vote.gov. According to a spokesperson from the General Services Administration, GSA, speaking to USA Today on Thursday. By comparison, in the week leading up to the debate, from September 3 to 9, 2024, vote.gov received about 30,000 visitors a day. The Democrats are taking advantage of the pop star's backing, erecting billboards in Las Vegas and New York City that read "We're in our Kamala era," a play on Swift Era's tour. Last week, Kansas City Chiefs star quarterback Patrick Mahomes said he will not endorse a candidate for president this election cycle, even though his wife Brittany has liked pro-Trump posts on social media. "I've always said, I don't want my place and my platform to be used to endorse a candidate, either way," Mahomes told reporters last week. "I think my place is to get people registered, to vote, do their research and make their best decision for them and their family. Every time I get asked these questions, I'm going to refer back to that because I think that's what makes America so great." Patrick Mahomes emphasized his appreciation for the fact that Americans can see people of different stripes coming together, such as when he and Brittany were seen with Taylor Swift and her boyfriend Travis Kelce at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York.